Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim. I'll play you some punk rock music until, let's say, 10:59. This band is called The Ergs. This song is called Extra Medium.
Is a tragedy. I'm not part of the weather. I got myself a notion to keep me safe for a while. I think I'm gonna go hide myself behind a water and tile. Every decade they say it's getting worse. I don't know if it's true or a cynical curse, but it's bearing down on me constantly. Pretty soon now I think it's gonna burst. I'm not coming out of the shower. It's such a comfortable crush. It's a warm, loving womb and intoxicating to me. I don't miss the outside world that much. Now all my harshest critics are screaming for murder. But I'm doing what we've done all along. I'm just taking it one step further. I've always been a good American. I drank a lot of soda and I didn't question. And who's that time the grenade was in? And now I feel someone is gonna pull a pin. Well, I'm not coming out of the shower. Such a comfortable crunch. It's a warm, loving room and intoxicating to me. I don't miss the outside world that much. Well, I'm not coming out of the shower. It's just a comfortable crunch. It's a warm, loving room. To it. I don't miss the outside world that much. Well, I'm not coming out of the shower. It's such a comfortable crutch. It's a warm, loving room and intoxicated to it. I don't miss the outside world that much. Not as it stands as such.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. Good. 101.9 FM, also available through the magical internet waves of CITR.ca. This is the website, or, yeah, this is the name of the website. The name of the show is Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim. I will be playing you some great punk rock music for the next 53 minutes, and this is gonna be just great and fantastic. I started off the show with a song by the band called The Ergs. Good. That was a song called Extra Medium from their unpronounceable album, which is called Dog Rock Cork Rod. I think this is how it's not pronounced, but here we go. Here we are, The Ergs, Extra Medium. Good start to the show. Today in the episode, I will preview a couple of shows which are happening this weekend in British Columbia, and we will do interviews. The first one will be with Ryan from the band called Anthems. They released a new album called Blood Future. Blood Fortune. Good. Blood Fortune, correct. The album release show is on November 30th, which is a Saturday at Pets Pub. And the second part of the show, I will do an interview with Theo from the band called Gob and with the band called Theo and the Thugs. My band is playing with them in Squamish tomorrow, which is a Friday, at the venue called Naughty Barrel. And this is gonna be fine. Alright, but before we will get into both of those interviews, how a little bit of music. Like I said, the Anthems released a brand new album called Blood Fortune. It came out on November 11th through their Bandcamp page. We have a few songs, obviously, to play. How about we start with a song called We Don't Want That. And then we'll listen a few more, and then we'll talk to Ryan from the band called Anthems. You listen to Rocket from Russia. We Don't Want That by Anthems from the new album called Blood Fortune, playing at Pets Pub on Saturday.
We evolve.
Hello, 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 you listen to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Russian Tim is playing for you some great local music. And to be specific, this is the band called Anthems. They just released their brand new album called Blood Fortune, which came out on November 11th. You can listen to it through their Bandcamp page, which is anthemsbandcamp.com. And they are playing an album release show at Pets Pub this Saturday with Dead and Driving and Idle Rights, and this is gonna be a great event. Really good album. If you haven't heard it, I highly recommend. And how about we get some insiders information from the 50% of the band, Ryan. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course, like I said, how can I not have you? I'm a big fan of your band, big fan of everything you do, and the album turned out really great, so congratulations on the release of Blood Fortune.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Everything was done by yourself, pretty much almost everything was done by yourself and your brother Jeff. If the listeners don't know, Ryan and Jeff are brothers. Ryan plays bass and Jeff plays drums. They create this massive wall of heavy sound with super catchy melodies. But you recorded everything, you wrote everything. It's pretty much you, except the studio did a little bit of mastering.
You did a lot of mastering. You did a great job. If you listen to my final mixes and then the masters, he definitely brings out some magic for sure.
Could you please tell a little bit about the process? Where do you record? I know a little bit the how it's all structured, but I think it will be interesting for the listeners to describe the space where you record the music.
We have a practice space in South Van that we share with the Corps, actually, and we track our drums in there. And hopefully other bands aren't practicing in the other rooms when we are. Actually, if you listen to the record, I forget which track it is, but one of the tracks at the very end, if you have it loud enough, you can hear somebody else playing drums in the background. It's not an ideal situation, but it's good enough for punk rock, right?
DIY.
And then the rest of the stuff, I just do it at my place in South Surrey. I just have like a little spare bedroom with a computer set up, a mic, and everything is kind of in the box, nothing fancy.
I like this because the album sounds big, and obviously Stu helped that, but I know that it's done completely DIY, drums in a jam space, then you do it at home on a computer and create all those sounds, but it sounds big, it sounds massive, it sounds like a great record, so I'm very, very happy with it. The album is available through Bandcamp through your official page, but there's a note there that it will be only available until December 15th, then for some reason you've taken it off, and then it will be only available in February. Could you please clarify this mystery?
Yeah, I'm not... Well, basically, we were in such a rush to get it done, and we've been promising it for so long. Die Every Night came out in May 2016, and then a whole bunch of life stuff happened in between, and the plan had been to release an EP every year. And this one just grew to where we couldn't get it done, and it became, 8 songs, 9 songs, 10, and then finally 11, and we're like, let's just do a full record, and we put it all together into one package. But we spent so much time trying to get that done, and it literally consumed my life for 6 months or something. Because I'm not very fast at it, it takes me a long time. So I finished it, and we were like, okay, let's put it out. And then we were like, hey, we haven't done any promo. There's no video. Nobody knows that this is coming out. Like, this is a total waste. But we're so excited to share it with everybody who is already involved, who already knows us, all of our friends and the other bands that we play with. And we just had to get it out. Kind of realized we were missing a lot of opportunities for promotion by having it out. So, I don't know. We've talked to a couple of people, and they say, like, as long as it's not available, they don't mind, like, kind of re-releasing it for us or whatever as an unreleased record. So we're kind of leaking our own record is basically what's happening.
Yeah, I think this is like the world of, yeah, this when, yeah, that's very good. I like licking your own record, and I think that's, you know, that's where the music is going, because I think, yeah, the more the music is available nowadays, that's the easier for people to receive it. Like you said, everyone loves the record. I am a big fan, like I said, at work. I listen to it pretty much on a daily basis. I put come to the office and just blast anthems from my office. Hopefully you'll see lots of financial people at your album release show, at least I can promise from where I work. But the main review, the main positive review came from your mom, who sent you an email, and it's available to for everyone to read at your Facebook page. But that was unbelievable. That was such a warm and beautiful touch from your mom.
Yeah, my mom is kind of a big suck. Yeah, she's fantastic, and she loves us. I don't know. She's a bit of a sap for sure. It was pretty special to get that from her. What we're used to is, you know, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I could hear the words you're singing, or you know, things like this. So, you know, and then we moved in a direction on this one, kind of away from where she's comfortable with it. And you know, instead of saying like, oh, you know, too much yelling and whatever, you know, you see there's a lot of like, well, I know that was really important to you, and I think you're really nailing it. And so for her to kind of move past her own taste and kind of understand what we're trying to do, and, you know, just to really kind of let us know she's proud of us for achieving our goal was a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was reading your email and like email review, and it was just so heartwarming. It just like, for me, family is the most important thing in my life, and what I'm always say, family comes first. And when you hear for something that you're super passionate about, and you can read and see the total support, total backup from your loved ones, to me, this is like this is the happiness.
Oh yeah, she's been fantastic. When we were kids, we lived in Tawasin, and my dad built like a shed in the backyard. It looked like a barn, and it was like 12 by 16. And then in the roof part of it, it was like a loft, and there was like a ladder to get up to it. And I could only stand up in the very center because the roof sloped down like barn style. And we hauled drum kits up there. That's where we started our first band. And, you know, like, I don't know how the police weren't at our house every day. Our neighbors were incredible. And we'd be up there for hours, like, every night. That's what we did all the time.
But your life really improved. Now you're on the news talking to police on the TV.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just some family squabbles ending in gunshot deaths. Unfortunately, nobody that we're too close to. I mean, relationship-wise, in proximity, we're as close as you can get. But
all right, so your album release is happening this Saturday on the at this Pets Pub. You're playing with Dead and Driving and Idle Rights. That's great that you were able to find the room, because the show was originally scheduled for SBC, but unfortunately SBC closed on you. Luckily, we'll find a place for it. So I'm very, very happy to see. One final question which I have for you. Is Red Hands the new final song of the anthems, or is only there's only one way to find out about this by coming to the show?
You know what? I it's not a secret. That was our goal, and we recorded it, and it didn't work at all, and we almost dropped it from the record.
Really?
And yeah, it was just not like it. You know, we would play it live, and we were having a lot of trouble with it. Like. And you know Jeff's drum style, he plays pretty fast and busy, and to like get him to cut down to the intro of that song, you know, the first half of A Red Hand, it was tough. But he's a champ, he's got a good work ethic, and he figured it out, and I think ultimately, I mean, we ended up re-recording it in the last hours, and just blasting this last mix out, and finally... had to redo the whole thing basically in the last like week.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, like everyone who listens says this is the best song, or at least one of their favorite tracks. I'm looking right now at the band page. There's a review by the person called The Silent Mammal, and they say that favorite track is Red Hands. I totally agree. That's definitely one of the best songs. I have to figure out which would be my favorite track yet, because I need to listen to the album more. But this song is great. How about we play this song and for everyone to listen, but everyone says that's the best song of the album.
Hey, I'm surprised, but I'm really glad. It's one of my favorites, too. I definitely, it's one of the ones we wrote earliest. And so the way that it turned out finally is a massive, massive relief to me. And then, of course, people like it. It's real nice, too.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ryan. That was great. Congratulations again on the release of Blood Fortune. And I hope everyone will come on Saturday to Pets Pub. We'll pack up the place and we will support you. We'll dance, we'll sing along, and we'll do whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa- Thanks, man. Thank you so much. All the best. Congrats once again. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That was Ryan, and this song is called Red Hands. This song is, like I said, probably everyone says that's their favorite song from the new Anthems album. The song is really, really strong. Let's do it. This band is called Anthems. This song is called Red Hands.
We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Rocket from Russia, and this that was Red Hands by the band called Anthems. They are releasing their, celebrating the release of their brand new album called Blood Fortune on Saturday at the venue, which is called Pat's Pub. You'll hear that song and more songs by Anthems, but also they are playing the bands called The Dead and Driving and Idle Rights. And how about we will get a little bit of introduction to those bands as well, or if it's not an introduction, then you can sing along, dance at your place of employment, house, or even an automobile. Let's do it! Dead and Driving playing the album release show of new album by Anthems, and this song is called Detrius from a Past Life. You listen to Rocket from Russia.
Share our history and
Hello, you listen to the radio station CITR. This is Rocket from Russia, and I'm really glad that I'm the soundtrack for your yoga session. This means a lot. I just played you two songs by two bands which will be playing on Saturday at the Pets Pub. They will be playing album release show by Anthems. The opening track of this very short two-song block was by Dead and Driven, Dead Trios from a Past Life from compilation Vancouver Volume 3. And the final track was by the band called Idle Rights, a quote, Tombstone on my tombstone. That's the name of the song. Saturday, November 30th, album release show by Anthems at Pets Pub, featuring Dead and Driven and the band, which is also called Idle Rights. This is my recommendation for your Saturday evening. All right, let's move on, and let's move on to the part two of this program, this episode. And on Friday, which is tomorrow, Theo and the Thugs, the new band, which is featuring members of the band called Gob, and also Dan Garrison from The Core, they are playing a show in Squamish at the venue called Naughty Burl. Theo and the Thugs, they just, this brand new project from Theo. They've been playing consistently throughout British Columbia and Alberta. They played in Vancouver last weekend. This week they were touring in Alberta and the rest of BC. And to close their tour, they're coming on Friday to play in Squamish. Local bands Anonymericans playing, not in public, which they're big friends of Theo, and my band Pavel Burez will be playing as well. Theo and the Thugs, brand new project. This is the band where Theo plays old gob songs, like really from the early albums, which they don't really play anymore at the shows. So if you grew up listening to gob, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to hear some songs which you haven't heard live in a million years. And also they have a few originals. And how about we will start with one, which it's not really original, it's actually a cover, but this is a song which a new song by, well, it's not by Theo and the Thugs, it's originally by the band called Platinum Blonde, but the Theo and the Thugs doing a great version of that song. Let's do it. This is Theo and the Thugs playing on Friday at the Naughty Bottle in Squamish. This song is called Doesn't Really Matter.
In the city, it affects you in the most peculiar way. Adult day don't seem pretty. We've said all that there is to say. And if you were to ask me questions, you don't really want to know. Your concern is just for show. Just for show. Oh, oh, oh. Your name's a number. A button. Your memory's lost, but they have not forgotten. They tried to break our love for passion. They tried to tell us that it's not in fashion. And if you were to ask me questions, what are we fighting for? We're just breaking down the
Matter to me. It doesn't really matter. No, no, no.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We just heard a song by the band called Fear and the Thugs. That was a song called Doesn't Really Matter, originally composed by the ensemble called Platinum Blonde. But the Fear and the Thugs did a very, very well, even better version from the original. And how about we talked to the leader, to the master of the Fear of the Thugs, Fear himself. And welcome to the show, my friend, and thank you so much for finding time to talk to me this early morning.
Hello there, Russ and Tim.
Hey,
glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, how can I not? You've been consistently overflowing all my social media for the past week with your very cute pictures with Dan Garrison and your charismatic singing from the stage.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
This new project, Fear and the Thugs, this is pretty much Gob, majority of the Gob members playing old songs which you haven't played in a while, some of those songs, and pretty much going back in time. You're playing old songs which you grew up when you started the band, and now you're playing at the smaller venues, pretty much probably the same size of venues which you played back in the day. Is it like going back in time, this new project?
It's a little bit like that, yeah. It's actually pretty fun to like sort of open up the vault or the catalog of old Gob songs from, you know, from 94 to 98, those songs that, I mean, really kind of cemented Gob itself into sort of the Canadiana, you know, music, I guess, or punk rock thing that we've done and brought into, you know, our sort of Gob's legacy, I guess. And so, I mean, Gob's still active and all that, but one of the members, Tom, he's busy with playing another band, Sub 41. He's been with them since 2006 on and off, just helping them out and going on tour. And so he was committed to doing a new album. And when I talked to him, I was like, let's do some shows this fall. He couldn't do it. So I formed this band, which was three members of Gob and one new member from the core, and we called it Fear and the Thugs. But it's been fun, man. We're on the road, got a couple more shows to complete our 9 shows in 10 days. So voice is still holding up, so it's pretty. we're having an awesome time. It's a lot of the feedback from the people that are coming to the shows enjoy hearing the songs that they haven't heard either us play before or have heard them play, and said that it's been so long since they have heard them. So I don't know, when you go see a band and they play some of their stuff from the first couple records, I mean, I think that a lot of people enjoy that from any band, that especially the first two or three records are pretty important to the band's history.
Yeah, speaking of those early days, and you've played with a lot of local bands, with a lot of bands which, like, you know, normally right now are you know, a big bands in the current British Columbia local scene. What would you say would be the main difference between, you know, the scene, because you get a chance to be the part of the scene for those 9 shows of the local scene, and then compared to like 20 years ago?
When we were kind of starting off, there wasn't as many, there was a few punk bands, and we were just sort of kind of getting together. And then, you know, the scene did explode with a little bit more with the Nirvana and Green Day, I guess, at the time, sort of like becoming mainstream. Mm-hmm. The explosion of this kind of punk rock attitude, or these songs that were a bit, you know, and kind of pushing out the music that was, you know, in the way. And it sort of, you know, it spawned a bunch of bands like us too. Like, I mean, we were going to, like, you know, seeing, you know, bands like Seaweed, you know, and Bad Religion that have been playing for a long time, you know, and even Green Day. I remember them playing in 1993, and when I saw them, I was like, you know, it was like I was excited to see that energy, you know, and Tom and I formed, you know, Gob, and we, you know, just had to cycle through different people to actually find that that would fit, that wanted to do the same thing we wanted to do, was actually like put out music continuously and go on tour and keep doing that, and just finding the right people to that we meshed with, because you know, you got to get along and stuff. It's you know, to make it all work and to make it smooth, it's hard to, it's like you make a family, right? You know, and I think, you know, over the years, Tom and I have been awesome good friends. So for us to keep that, you know, all the way, you know, until till now, it's a hard thing, I guess, to do for any band. But I mean, but the music that, you know, in 20 years, the difference, obviously it was about a lot more raw and a little bit unpolished, I would say, you know, as much, you know, it was like, it, and now, you know, you, as you get, you make music and it gets more popular or whatever, after the, you tend to sometimes overthink stuff. You tend to want to make it sound, or spend a bit more time making it sound better, get, you know, better recording quality. Not just saying that that makes it a better song at all, but yeah, I mean, it's hard to like do something that you did 20 years ago to make it the same now, because it's like you've grown. You didn't know as much at the beginning. I'm not sure if I even answered your question.
Well, somewhat in some parts, but
I need a coffee.
Yeah, just for the listeners, I texted Theo last night and said, "Hey, are you ready for the interview for 10:40?" He's like, "Can we please make it at 11?" So I guess those 20 minutes are very, very crucial.
Well, yeah, because I could have got a coffee.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm all good. No, yeah, I'm all good though.
Speaking of, you know, obviously that's the Gob members, but you have one bad boy in the band, Dan Garrison from The Core. How is he behaving so far? Are you happy with him?
Like a little brat. No, yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, love his sense of humor. It, you know, it reminds me of me in the beginning when we're, you know, he has a lot of energy, and you know, he's, you know, we jokes around a lot, and I love it, and some of the guys, and it just, it kind of brings back, you know, a little bit of that earlier sort of, you know, nostalgia feeling of us being, you know, being jerks, but in the nicest way, and snotty-nosed punk rocker fuckers.
Could you please tell what's, in terms of, like, obviously Tom is busy with Sum 41, what's the future for the Thugs, for the new band? Do you have anything planned, recorded? You released one song so far. What's the plans going forward?
Okay, yeah, so I have recorded, I did record 13 songs.
Oh, wow.
And one of them is Platinum Blonde cover song. So I do have 12 other songs that I want to release in spring of 2020. Yeah, so I recorded, you know, all the guitars, bass, and vocals, and I mixed the song. Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a passion project, but, you know, and obviously my good friend Lawrence Butler, which you probably saw live, he comes in the middle of the set,
yeah,
and
yeah,
plays a couple of new tunes, and yeah, he did the whole record with me. We rocked that whole record, and actually one other drummer was Pat Stewart.
Oh.
not to be confused with Patrick Stewart, the actor who played played on Star Trek Next Generation. It's Pat Stewart, the drummer from who did for Bryan Adams and The Odds. He's from Vancouver. He did one song as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's kind of cool. He's an awesome guy too. So yeah, spring of 2020, have a bunch of new tunes, and yeah, I'll probably release one song before that, hopefully in the next month. It's one of the songs I played live, the Chevy Chase song, that the song about sex robots.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
So that one's probably release that one hopefully in a month. There's other vocal parts I have to finish on the new record, but I had to sort of put it on hold, go on tour, you know, and stuff like that. So
it's wonderful. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the new band, on the tour. Thank you so much for waking up so early, even without the coffee, talking to me. And I'm very excited to see you tomorrow in Squamish at the Nautic Barrel. We're going to party, party, party.
Yes. We're going to party like it's 2019.
Exactly. And this is the year which is right now. You're absolutely correct. Even waking up too early doesn't confuse you and you deliver comprehensive information.
Exactly, yes.
Wonderful, Theo. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow in Squamish at the Naughty Burl.
Yeah, and if there's anyone that has all... we're playing an all-age show tonight in Abbotsford.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Please plug it in.
Yeah. So if there's anyone that... anybody that's of age and they have their kids and they want to bring them to a show, it's the first all-age show that I've done since, I don't know, like probably in 15 years or something. So... It'd be awesome. Hopefully that way there's no excuse for parents to say, well, we didn't have a babysitter.
Let God be a babysitter, and it sounds completely safe.
Yes, it will be safe.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Theo. Have a great day. Great show tonight, and see you tomorrow.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Perfect. That was Theo from Theo and the Thugs and the band called Gob, classic Canadian punk rock, pop punk band. They are playing tonight in Abbotsford, like you said, an all ages show. And tomorrow they are playing an anti all ages show at the Squamish at the place called Nochi Burl. They will be playing with their friends, Spooner Records' own Not in Public. The band called Anonym Americans from Squamish, and also my band Pavel Bures. This is gonna be a good party, good closing party for the end of the Thugs tour. This is it. Thank you so much for listening for this interview. If we summarize what we've done today, in the second half of the show, I interviewed Theo, and they're playing tonight in Abbotsford, the Knowledge Show, tomorrow in Squamish. And then I did an interview with Ryan, who plays in a band called Anthems, and their album release show is on Saturday, November 30th. So you can have quite a few good days in a row of good music. Abbotsford tonight, tomorrow Squamish, and Pat's Pub on Saturday in Vancouver. This is gonna be a very exciting weekend in Vancouver punk rock scene. Thanks so much for listening. That was Rocket from Russia. I'm going to have a celebration breakfast with my grandma. It's her birthday. I love her absolutely very mega much, and today is gonna be a great day. And I'll wrap up the show with a song called Soda, obviously by Gob. This is my favorite song by Gob, and they played at the shows with the Thugs, so you can hear that song tonight in Abbotsford and tomorrow in Squamish. Thanks so much for listening. That was Rocket from Russia. This is Soda by Gob. Have a great, great day. Bye-bye.